Hello, friend, and welcome back to the Freedom Entrepreneur Podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay Sutherland, and when I very first started the podcast, the first episode was called Weeding Out the Legit from the Shit, and today is going to be a continuation of that, mainly because I'm seeing so many people and things popping up online saying, you know, make money, people are making this many dollars a day and this many dollars a day, and it's so easy. This business took me 3 hours to build and all this stuff. Now, here's my disclaimer. What I'm about to tell you is some research I've done, and this might even turn into a mini series because there's so much going on. But also, it is my opinion. Okay. So I just say, listen to what I say and do your own research, because at the end of the day, it's not to say that none of these ways is working. There are people out there making income with these ways. Where I think the illusion is being falsified or spread is the ease with which this is coming up. So let me give us our intro and then we'll dig into what's on my mind. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to this show on whatever podcast player you prefer and follow me on Facebook and Instagram. Hey friend, it's Lindsay. Pause with me for just a second. You're listening to this podcast right now, and maybe you've listened to a dozens or hundreds of episodes. Maybe you've just even done all the things. You've bought the courses, bookmarked articles, joined the Facebook groups, all because you know you need reoccurring income. It's something that's been weighing on you for a while. You might have heard me talk about it, the someday dream. Well, we're going to make this the today action. It's time to get moving. And here's the thing. You've got all the information at your fingertips. And the fact of the matter is, you don't need any more information. You're drowning in information. What you really are starving for is clarity. Everybody in the world is teaching you what to build. And YouTube is full of how-tos. But nobody is helping you figure out which one fits your business, your lifestyle, your actual audience. Which model makes sense for you? How do you know if people are going to pay for it? Where do you even start? Those are not questions that another podcast episode can answer. You, my friend, need clarity, and that's what I created for you. It's a free guide. It's called Earn 5K per Month on Repeat. 5 simple steps that help you figure out what you should build to get that reoccurring income flowing. And it's not just what everybody else is building. It's what makes sense for your business. Because here's the truth. You don't need more information. You need to see your specific path forward. That is clarity. And that's what this guide does. So text the word freedom to 55444 and I will send it straight to you. Again, that's freedom to 55444. It's time to stop listening to all the things and start building. Okay, but definitely keep listening to this one episode, shall we? The point is, the next step is waiting for you in the guide. So take action, get that guide sent to you, and let's build something together. All right, back to the episode. Okay, so yesterday I was scrolling Facebook, and I'm in this group called Faceless Content Babes. I know who started it, and I think that the concept is really clever and very productive, and she's making good money. I know her, and she's doing a good job. She hit the ground running when Nano Banana had just launched, and she was one of the pioneers of doing faceless or AI photo shoots. So she's doing good. And I think that's the whole crux of it. You know, people who get in early, make a living because they find a gap or they find a niche, they do well. Then they start teaching other people how to do it. Then it gets flooded and it gets harder. It isn't to say one couldn't succeed, but there are some fundamentals you need to be successful. And like I said in the opening, I think the real issue here isn't so much if there's truth or not truth. I think it has more to do with this fallacy of making people believe that it will happen easily and overnight and just buy my course and you'll have everything you need to run a 6-figure business. Blink. Let me wave my fairy tale magic dust over this situation. And there are a couple of things, though, that I am seeing that I am very concerned about that I definitely would steer somebody away from. Like if you were my best friend and you came to me with an opportunity and showed me this one I'm going to tell you about, I would tell you to run. So I'll start with that. There is a company, and I am not sure who the starter of this is. Okay. So it's like, it reminds me a lot of an MLM. So let's think of an MLM for a second. Mary Kay is an example, network marketing. I know all of you listening that are in network marketing, it's irritating you that I said MLM. I have no ill will towards those types of companies. I think they're fantastic. And frankly, I think they're a great way. If that's what you want to do, do it. I have no judgment here. I've done them, many of them. They just require hustle. And the cool thing is the people who are doing them tell you that there's truth there. And there is real valid ways to make money. Okay, so nothing to say about that. But the way that they're structured, where the person at the top, as they build their team and as they build up these things, is going to make the most money. I mean, really, how different is that from corporate America? Honestly, it's not. But there is this one thing that I keep seeing where it says, oh, let me tell you how I've made X number of hundreds of dollars a day with this $27 PDF. Okay. It's for some reason, it's always like $17 or $27 PDF. And the website copy is almost all the same. And so essentially what it is it's called a PLR. That's a private label right. Okay. You're getting the PDF itself is a PLR. The website is a PLR. What you're really selling is a course that's an affiliate, like white label course. Okay. And the reason you can tell these are almost all the same is because I've actually found what I thought was the root of this company. Because if you go to the bottom of the website, it'll say powered by, and you click on that, and then you can learn more about the company. And I can't say for sure if that's the original or not, but it appeared to be to me. And it was a PLR site. It was very transparent about that. And essentially, it gives you this amazing website with amazing copy. And you get a pack of like social media prompts. And it tells you if you go basically make a social media channel and all you do is push this $27 PDF, it will sell this course and you'll get paid affiliate dollars. Okay. That's the crux of the whole thing. Now, it's a genius business model, honestly, from the person who invented it. Okay. It does make it very easy. People don't have to reinvent the wheel. Here's the piece I don't personally love. I don't know. Maybe this isn't even about like truth or not truth or weeding out the shit from the legit. But to me, it's not legit. It's not authentic because the people selling it, they really don't know. All they know is what this one person told them about running a business. And that wasn't really running a business at all. They couldn't recreate that whole process with a different topic. Does that make sense? The only thing they can do is make money with that one funnel, essentially. And good for them. God bless them all for making money. I'm not here to tell anybody how they can or can't make money at all. But what I'm saying is if you are just getting started, and you see this, it's becoming saturated. I'm seeing this show up everywhere. And here's what's going to happen is it's going to get fatigue. Everybody's going to see the same thing. I've even met people from 3 or 4 years ago that were doing it. And now it's becoming like massive. This is what I mean with like an MLM type style. Because I mean, okay, so for example, using the Mary Kay situation, I went to a networking meeting and there was a Mary Kay lady there. And, you know, of course, she always asks because Mary Kay women have respect for other women in the business. Do you have a Mary Kay lady? And I said, I did, but she lives in Arizona. I don't feel connected. I'd like somebody local that I can just get something from if I need to. Fair enough, right? So we all get to do business with who we choose to do business with. And that's all well and good. But my point is to say you can run into a Mary Kay lady just about anywhere you go. Okay. So thankfully they have respect for each other. But imagine if you signed up for this and then you don't succeed. And I'll tell you why people don't succeed. Here's what's hard. Creating content consistently. Even creating content consistently is if you master that, then there's the whole getting it on the For You page or getting 70 to 80% of your views from non-followers. That's a whole nother level of understanding of concept, the understanding of social media, that many are not telling you. It is not an easy thing to do. You could boost the post and you could pay. And I think at the end of the day, let's talk about the money side of it. If you can afford to buy ads and you can afford to boost a post, then you can make money a whole other way. That's going to be very effective, more authentic, and can expand from just one funnel. I guess that's my point, is these people with this specific $27 product bump, it's one funnel. They'll never be able to make money any other way. I think that's what's bothering me the most. It's like, it's not so much that it isn't legitimate, because it is. It's that it's not authentic, first of all. And second of all, you're really not teaching these people how to fish. You're just giving them a fish. Does that make sense? Because what if, let's say, it gets so saturated that it stops working for new people and it just mainly works for these people who've just been doing it for a long time. So they've got a massive following. All right. What about the rest of them? Or what if it falls off? What if Facebook shuts down their account and they have to start over? They're back to the ground zero. To me, that's not a full business. That's like a side hustle. And I think that's what's really bothering me about this one particular thing that I saw. So like I said in the beginning, if you were my BFF and you came to me and said, hey, what do you think about this opportunity? I would just say no. I would say that's just not smart. There's so many other ways to make money online authentically. And yes, it takes up maybe a little bit more thought and a little bit more effort. But with the tools that are available, it's so much easier than it was 5 years ago. Heck, even 2 years ago, even 6 months ago. Okay, let's just get real. That's like way easier now than it's ever been before. So if you see that and you see that $27 PDF and I'll show you how I make money with social media, buy my course on how to make money and you get all these things. That is a PLR. That's a PLR, private label rights. Now, PLRs are a good way to go and to build your brand. And in fact, I'm working on a PDF right now called How to Make Your Money Machine in One Day. And PLRs are going to be a part of that, but not this PLR, okay? Because you still want it to be authentic to yourself. You want it to be authentic to a brand you're building. So now that I've told you all of what I don't like about that particular strategy, I'm going to tell you what you should do instead. Build a business around a topic that you can fall in love with. If you're going to make content and do all of this, why not enjoy it along the way? You'll just burn out. I think that's the biggest thing. Side hustles in general are just a recipe for burnout. It's like everybody's just looking for quick cash. And that's the other issue, is nothing without ads, there's really nothing that's quote quick. Okay. Just keep that in mind. I saw that. That's what broke my heart. That's honestly, this is what inspired me to do this episode. The other day in that Facebook group, there's a Facebook group called Faceless Content Babes. And I saw this woman in there and she said, I mean, you could just hear the pleading in her voice. She said, I bought a course on how to make money from faceless content. And it really made no sense. I don't know. I did all the things, but nothing's working. And I can't afford another course. Somebody please tell me how to make this make sense. Listen, the course was less than $100, I'm sure, probably less than $50. If she could barely afford that course, that concerns me, because she believed that this was going to somehow solve her financial problems. And I have deep and dear compassion for people in that place, because I know there's a lot of people right now who need extra money. If you really do want extra money, then there are ways to build it, but don't expect it to be overnight. That's my biggest, what do you call it, like public service announcement, PSA. Please don't expect it to be overnight. If you're going, and I told her this in the comments, I said, if you're expecting to, because she was talking about making $1,000 a month. I said, if you're looking at making $1,000 a month, overnight, then you need to be running ads. If you're not, if you don't have money for ads, then expect it to take a minimum of 6 months up to 18 months of just hard hustle on social media. And that's if you know what you're doing and you're consistent. That's the real challenge right there.
All right. So if you are ready to get busy building an online business, stay tuned, subscribe to this show, because we are continuing down the bunny trail of helping you navigate these muddy waters of overinformation. So many different ways to make money online, and many of them work. So we'll get to those as well as we get going through this process. By the way, if you want faster results, you can also join me in the Freedom Online Business Builders community on Facebook, or text the word freedom to 55444 and you'll get access to the guide. It's called Earn 5K on Repeat, helping you navigate these muddy waters and get clear on what steps you need to take to make an online business and have it be successful. So text the word freedom to 55444 and get access to that guide right now so you can get clarity about your next steps. And my friend, until next time, I appreciate you tuning in. Leave a review and share the show with somebody that you know needs to hear this information. I'll talk to you next week.